White House deal with Mexico, more migrants, less video. By Neil Munro on May 3, 2023. A White House official has signed a border management deal with Mexico to minimize the visibility of accelerating mass illegal migration once officials lift the Title 42 barrier that now protects Americans. The deal is not intended to block labor migration into Americans' workplaces and neighborhoods, said Rosemary Jenks, the director of government relations for Numbers USA. It's all designed to mask what is the intended goal of the Biden administration, which is to bring in as many people as possible. The administration's same-day announcement that it's sending 1,500 troops to the border is all part of that distraction, she added. The troops will be pushing paper and stocking warehouses to help Biden's border agents and its progressive nonprofit register more migrants for flights and bus trips to American cities and towns. The deal with Mexico cooperation helps Biden's deputies quietly funnel the chaotic and growing flood of illegal, job-seeking migrants through hidden side doors in the border, she said. You no longer have videos of hundreds of people streaming across the Rio Grande, because people are being flown in on taxpayer dollars, and poor people are coming through the ports of entry, again, with no legal right to be there, so that it doesn't look like chaos. But the end result is exactly the same, a massive number of people with no right to be here coming into the United States, using taxpayer dollars, taking taxpayer-funded services, competing for housing, competing for jobs, all of the rest of it. Officials are already inviting up to 30,000 migrants per month to fly from four countries into airports around the United States. They are also helping to bus roughly 25,000 migrants from shelters in Mexico to border sites for quiet catch and release processing. It is stunning, the lawlessness of this administration, she added. They just create these programs out of whole cloth. These people are making their own laws and nobody's stopping them. The Biden policies are facing legal review in a federal court in Texas, and the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision by June. Understandably, Mexico is using its power over the border flow to extract rewards from the U.S. government, she said. Mexico has power over the United States, said Jenks. Mexico is letting all of these people in through its borders, and it's doing that very intentionally, because it has the power to stop it or increase the flow. For example, Mexico steered up to 30,000 Haitian migrants to the Del Rio crossing in Texas in September 2021. The event was a shock to the Biden administration because the migrant flood was broadcast on the evening TV news to the many Americans who do not monitor political news. Mexico has no reason to agree to this deal if they're not getting something of equal value or more value in exchange. I just don't know what that is, Jenks said. The deal consolidates Mexico's role as the linchpin in the U.S. migration containment strategy, said Mexican journalist Jose Diaz Briceño. The strategy is sometimes called border externalization because it allows White House officials and their business allies to quietly sign deals with foreign countries instead of openly negotiating with a divided Congress and hostile voters. Mexico's president, López Obrador, is using his power over the U.S. border to minimize U.S. protests while he expands authoritarian rule in Mexico, said a tweet by author David Frum. Obrador has long sought to swap border cooperation in exchange for more Mexicans and Latinos getting U.S. jobs that otherwise would go to Americans. The White House's official statement revealed little about the deal. For example, it said, Mexico will continue to accept back migrants on humanitarian grounds without revealing the monthly cap on return. The current cap is just 30,000, which is far below the monthly arrival of more than 180,000 in April. The statement does not discuss curbs on the flow of drugs into the United States, which now kill roughly 100,000 Americans each year. The statement does not talk about the rising flood of global migrants from Chile, Colombia, India, China, Brazil, Cameroon, Nepal, Russia, and more than 150 other countries. Under Biden's policies, very few migrants from those countries are being sent home. This passive policy ensures that successful migrants will summon many more migrants from their home countries. Biden's deputies want to import more foreigners for the jobs and homes that would otherwise go to Americans. For example, the pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, said on April 21. Our model is as follows: build lawful pathways, cut out the smugglers who exploit these vulnerable individuals. Build lawful pathways, give individuals an opportunity to reach the United States safely in an orderly way to avail themselves of the humanitarian relief our laws provide. The White House statement did say that U.S. officials also plan to import another 100,000 poor migrants from Central America. The lucky migrants are the left-behind children of migrants who illegally sneaked into the U.S. economy. The new pipeline comes after officials announced they would open two pipelines from Colombia and Panama, even as they expand many other inflows of migrants and visa workers. Everything that the Biden administration does has the effect of bringing more people into the United States who should not be here and do not have a right to be here, said Jenks. In 1990, Congress set current immigration levels at about 1 million per year, alongside a flow of temporary workers for favored interest groups, including farmers, resort operators, and Fortune 500 companies. Those high caps provide roughly one immigrant for every four U.S. births but help limit the migration and pose damage to Americans' national labor and housing markets. Biden's cooperation with other countries and the establishment media helped minimize the public recognition and response to Biden's population policy. They got away with an inflow of 4.5 to 6 million people over the last 2 years, she said. Despite the massive inflow, Biden's deputies and their allies are portraying his border policies as a return to the L0W migration rules set by President Donald Trump and his deputies. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.